Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess for this evening, almost suffering a synaptic lapse there. And I'm welcoming this evening my guest, Stephanie Bridges Stevens. She's an internationally known metaphysical master, guide of Om, healing and spiritual growth. And welcome to our show again, Stephanie. How lovely to have you.
Thank you, Phyllis. It's wonderful to be back here again.
is it the energy? Is it what's going on in the world that we're having so much fun?
It could be, maybe because it's Halloween and it wasn't scary.
I didn't have one child show up at my door to
that's
tell you
amazing.
Something. Again, I guess in Washington, D.C., they discourage the kids going around and rather have them go to parties.
That makes sense. That a lot of the malls do that, I guess.
I know, but it's so sad because I used to have so much fun seeing the neighbor kids dress up, and I used to dress up, and we all knew who everybody was. And you know, you could always fuss over the children and so forth. So anyway, how was your Halloween? Did anything exciting happen?
Nothing. No, we just watched that show on TV with Uri Geller and Chris Angel called Phenomenon.
What do you think of that show?
I think the man that... Did you watch it?
I turn it on and something just turns me off. I don't know what it is.
Well, maybe...
It's my remote button that gets turned off on that one.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Okay. Well, maybe it's because some of it's... Well, because I guess a lot of mentalism is they try to, like, fake you out.
Oh, yeah. No. See, that's what I don't like.
And because Jack was, there was a girl on there, and she was pretending, I don't want to say pretending, but he saw an X marked on top of one of the containers where she supposedly was going to push her hand down if there was a knife underneath.
Uh-huh.
And he could see the X marked on top of the container.
Uh-huh.
And he pointed that out. And then, so all her... You know, thing of acting like, oh my God, I'm gonna get stabbed.
Just went down the road, huh?
Yeah, I just kind of like took it, and I believe Jack because he's very observant, and and at the same time, apparently, I guess Chris Angel, I'm not criticizing him or anything, but cut loose on one of the someone who's a paranormalist who said that this man spoke through him. The man went into what looked like an epileptic seizure.
Oh dear.
Literally.
Yes.
And said that this man was speaking through him and then wrote something down, picking all these things out of 100 boxes on the stage, and it was about a car. And then Chris challenged him to tell him what was in something else and offered him $1 million, and it was this, and then they started yelling at each other. And,
No. This is fighting. No. That's inappropriate. I'm sorry. That to me is not entertainment. It's not anything.
No, it's kind of like ego, you know. And
yes, yeah.
But
no.
One man got on there, Phyllis, and stopped his heart.
The yogis can do that.
You know, he stopped his heart.
Yes.
He had control over all his body. I know they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you fake that, so...
Well, no, you don't. I mean, that's been proven. I know that that has been done for centuries with yogis.
Right, and then he jump-started it again.
Uh-huh.
And,
well,
and
that's not something I'd like to do, thank you very much.
He says,
much.
I'm going to die for your entertainment.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. So, you know, it's kind of... strange.
Yeah. I know. But it's all geared toward entertainment, and what we have is something much, much more... real. To me, that veers on the abuse of.
Yeah, I think you're...
Of powers and sensationalizing it, as you say, for ego.
And they've been having that thing, that, something they call the Great Psychic Challenge. And
I've watched that once, and I'm going, you know, again, they're trying to commercialize it, and it's not that I disagree about making money. I think that's wonderful, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm all for... people being paid, well, that's not the issue. The issue is when you denigrate it and you play games, because that's not really how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work as an assistance to you. Can it work otherwise? Yeah. But then again, now you're using it again for egotistical purposes and as a game rather than something that is an adjunct to your life and is respected.
Well, I look at... what, you know, this thing, and I remember saying this to Jack a couple of years ago, you know, before you know it, they're going to have something on where they're having a show that challenges people's psychic abilities, and sure enough, there it is. And
well, you can do that, but not in that way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I think that if you do a valid testing,
yes, that's
different. And all that.
Yeah, but this is so obviously and blatantly a gimme, but that's okay. Now that we've sliced and diced.
But you know what? I wanted to tell you something.
My darling.
That person that said that they were on the up and up with you appeared next to me just about an hour ago, maybe.
Oh,
maybe
really?
And he said, I am on the up and up. I will have the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that's, you know.
Well, so far, ladies and gentlemen, I will have to tell you, this young lady has been right on the money, and that's no pun intended. I'm sorry, I had to add that. I just had to add that.
Okay.
Yes, he's supposed to be coming in next week from another country, and to let people know a little bit about it, it's an associate who is wanting me to put the training I've had, the teaching, and like with the Jinshin Jitsu, the healing art, onto video that it can be then sold to around the world so people can learn from the TV how to do things to help themselves.
Say that again, Phyllis.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
The Jinshin Jitsu is called the Healing Touch.
Yes,
and
Healing Touch.
He wants me to do a tape of the self-healing. Now, I've taken the course for self-healing, and this is to utilize it in Venezuela and in other countries so it can be shown to more people so there is a greater understanding.
That's fantastic.
Of it, and it can be helpful in people where there is very poor medical care.
I think that's just amazing.
And I feel that this is a good way to go.
I think that's incredible. Just wonderful.
And I'm also hoping that it'll work out with Peru, because I've been referred to a institution that has federal funding, but they haven't called me back yet. I'm hoping that they will, because I'd like to see it taken to other countries.
Oh, I think that this won't. I think, yeah. Well, you know, through contacts in Venezuela and
mm-hmm.
other people making contacts for you, why not, you
mm-hmm.
know? I think that,
What?
Isn't there a what's Mazatlan? That in Mazatlan? Mazatlan?
Yes, that's in,
New Mexico?
Yes.
No, Mexico?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's in Mexico, Mazatlan, yes. Mazatlan, why? Is you getting something about that?
Because I just think that that's probably something that I would not be surprised if you are somehow being shuttled back and forth in that arena. In that, you know, later on. Why would this, Phyllis, this seems to have a far-reaching effect, and I'm thinking, why in the world would it help agriculture?
I have no clue, except that I talk to plants and connect with people and plants.
Right.
I have no clue other than that, but if there is a connection, then I wish the good Lord would show me. Because God knows I've been working with plants, but I talk to them. We all do, don't we?
Oh, sure.
We just send them love.
Remember that those experiments, you know, we have that book called Plants, what's the name of that book? Those scientists that did experiments with plants, you know, and one plant would be cut up and the other one would be wired up.
Yes. Do you know my podiatrist took part of those studies back in the 60s and early 70s.
Oh, my God.
And he said those plants started screaming when somebody who was cruel to them was just coming down the sidewalk in front of the building.
In Balch's book?
In Florida. This was in Florida. He's University of Florida. And
how
he said
incredible.
It was amazing. He said it was absolutely amazing, you know, that plants knew.
Yes. Well, yes.
No.
You know, and it's interesting we're having this conversation, because when I first discovered the OM, let's say in 2001 or something
mm-hmm.
like that, between 2001 and 2000, not first discovered it, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, was awakened to the fact that it was going to take over.
Yes.
I sent the ohm to this rose, and I could see it turning every day in the direction of where the ohm would be sent. So I could see it, you know, could see it physically. It had physically moved.
Wow.
And then I also saw the electrical response that you would see from a plant with my eyes closed, and I could see the response from that rose. So.
Isn't that? Yes.
It was really a neat, that was the coolest thing, you know, because they do have an electrical response, and I could see it responding back like, like it was talking. It was really.
But they do, because they respond to to love, because that's how they were created.
And
I'm not sure how it works in agriculture, but I do know my dear neighbor. He's so nice. He's kind and compassionate. He'll take me place in his cabin. He will not let me pay him. But he started buying me plants. Now he bought. He looked at my plants. He said, "I want to try an experiment." So he bought two coleuses. You know, beautiful color flowers plants. And his wife says, "Oh, we bought them for you." And she handed them both to me. He said, "No, no, no." And he took one back, and her jaw dropped.
Oh.
What do you mean you're taking them? He said, "Just for her." He says, "No, I want to try an experiment. I want to see if her plant really does grow faster and bigger than mine does."
I bet it does.
And it did. It grew three times the size of his earlier. And he said, "But it's the same soil." I mean, he was really comparing it. And I said, "Well, I talked to it." And he looked at me kind of funny. And I said, "True, I talked to it." You know, and I got to the point now where I just have to plant it with love, and it just pops up, and I just love it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Anyway, we got rain, by the way. I needed to tell everybody she was pushing for rain, and we finally got the rain. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you got the rain. I am so glad. I'm so glad you got the rain. That's wonderful. Send some over here. No.
Yes. And also, I started working with a foster grandparents program. I'm going to have to tell you, I don't think it's really going to work out, because my gut feeling is I am going to be going out of country.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I'm making contacts there to introduce them to yoga exercises, breathing, the Jin Shin Jitsu, and the children's teaching program that I developed using the five senses.
Oh, Phyllis.
That's what I want to take to other countries.
I think that's wonderful.
And I am hoping and praying that it starts happening this month and the next month, because you told me originally things are going to just break out all over the place.
Well, that's
this period of time.
Yeah, they suddenly. One of the areas I think that you would actually be traveling to, and I'm just going by what I'm seeing here, is Hawaii.
I always wanted to go to Hawaii.
I think it's very possible. I mean, not just very possible. I think it can happen.
Really soon. Like,
well, I probably it looks pretty close to me. I think the reason. Wait a second. Is there a Hawaii Institute for... Yes, there is. Institute of Hawaiian something healing or arts or...
I have no clue.
Yes, there is.
There is? Okay.
I'm pretty sure there is. I mean, I don't know. From what I'm being shown here, there seems to be an institute that they're starting to develop in Hawaii. Of all places.
I think that's a great place. I think that's a wonderful place.
I think it's a wonderful place, too. You know, Phyllis, I was just talking to a friend, actually, who's someone who introduced me at the last seminar, and also somebody who's might have been a client, but a friend, but just so much.
Right.
And she... told me the last time at the seminar that the ohm was sent, she said she felt like she was lifting off. And I've been experiencing something that I know that, for instance, if you were to stand up on your feet and then just push up with your feet, you'd be on your toes. And when I'm standing there sending the ohm, and my eyes are closed, it's pulling my feet up.
Yes, of course it is.
And
you're beginning to levitate.
Pardon me?
You're beginning to levitate.
Ah, that's what she said.
You're beginning to levitate. That's what I'm seeing and feeling.
She said that it's going to actually
happen.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where
it's
going to be pulled off the ground.
Yes.
And she thinks that it's going to happen in a seminar, too.
Oh, I think that's great.
Well, I don't know. I just know.
I've I'm so excited. I mean, I'm excited for you. I think it's fabulous. Because, you know, I think this is your time coming, too.
Well, you know, Phyllis, yeah. I'm just, and you know what? I got on my email today, and Cheryl, the webmaster, the one that did the website.
Right.
The one that you were going to send your stuff to Intuitive Community.
They never got back to me. I called several times.
Okay, well, I will contact her on your behalf and tell her that it could be Mercury retrograde. Could just be miscommunication.
Well, it could. It was a few weeks ago.
Okay, so what would you like me to do? Just contact her and say...
Sure, that would be lovely.
Okay, I'll just say, Phyllis, you know, I said she sent her stuff to you and...
Yes.
And just tell her to go to your thing on BBS Radio and then get all that stuff off
there. Oh, great. I would love that.
And then also your website is, great. Now I can't even think. Your website.
Yes, I know my website.
I know. I can't think of
it. It's Multiple Pathways.
That's it. Multiple. That's right. Did you send that to her?
I'd be glad to.
Okay. That might be it because she was just getting this thing started. She says it's now going. And it might be because she was trying to scramble to get some other things done.
I figured, my feeling was she was exceedingly busy at that time, and
yes,
things get lost in the shuffle, and I know that. And I want to let you know, there's a lovely lady on tonight, at least she said she was going to be on, so Maureen.
Oh, okay.
And I hope she does call in. Maureen is a wonderful astrologer and instructor of dance.
Oh.
She's been on my show. And she is just the most darling person you would ever want to talk to. But she's very gifted, too. And any others who wish to call in and talk, please feel free to do so.
Oh.
Anyway, I was hoping this person that you said is definitely coming through. Is that just going to be only business, or is it going to be developing anything?
No, I think, Phyllis, so I'm going to put the ohm on right now.
Okay.
And for those who are listening,
this is a form of God, if I may say, or spirit, which communicates with you. Is that correct?
Yes. It's on, and it's cutting my hearing by about 50%.
Okay.
Which means that obviously it's coming from an infilling type thing that somehow must have something to do with the inner something.
Yes.
Or it wouldn't cut the hearing, but I can still hear you.
That's okay.
So I'm going to just go into this, not a trance by any means, but this is going, let me just check.
I think it's called turning inward.
Yes, turning inward. But I want to check in with this person. He says he's sincere, and I feel from him that he has not made this promise to many others, according to what he's saying here. That he doesn't say things lightly. Let me see something else here. It looks to me as if he has some inner teachers that are pretty strong, meaning his own spirit guide.
Right.
Let me check something else here. From what he's showing, he has many contacts all over Venezuela.
Yes.
Very, very much. And he also shows the government of Venezuela.
Yes.
And he has that contact there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll contact them for you if he hasn't done it already.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting, Phyllis, because what's happening here... Give me a second here. I feel like a spirit is showing, not just I feel like, but I'm being shown this visually. Holy mackerel. Wow. Oh, my God, Phyllis, I can't believe this. You are. This is the Soviet Union.
This is what?
The Soviet Union.
Okay.
The crescent.
Mm-hmm.
And what's does that symbol of the Soviet Union is the crescent and the sword?
No, it's the bear and the sickle.
Yes. Ukraine.
There's the Ukraine. The crescent is Turkey, I think. It could be Turkey.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, just that it seems as if that's in these are the next steps. You're going to be someone who is you're going to be an actual government from what I can see, it looks like heading towards being a governmental type representative of your work.
Okay.
Just in that representative type situation here.
Mm-hmm.
I have, in the middle of all this, there are huge, firework-looking things going off around Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And just almost like a landslide victory there.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be very, I don't know. I don't know what my thoughts are on that.
That's all right. No, just be at ease. Just follow what's being shown you.
Just
all.
That it seems like that's destiny, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, that's probably not that hard to predict either.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, early as in January, looks like there is a return of a lot of troops here
mm-hmm.
back into our country, so...
Mm-hmm.
Let me check something else here. Oh, Phyllis.
What, honey?
Now, you know, Egypt's about ready to get involved here, too.
Right.
Into this fray, I want to call it.
Yes, go ahead.
I can just see mass amounts of people... moving across plateaus here.
Okay.
Egyptian soldiers in March
mm-hmm.
of this coming year.
Okay.
isn't there an expression that says the March comes in like a lion
and goes out like a lamb? Yes.
Well, it never makes sense to me that January is the beginning. I feel like March is the beginning
mm-hmm.
because our calendar's wacky or something.
Yeah, that's true. In the olden times, that is correct. March was actually the beginning. Yes,
you know.
Ma'am. Because it's always considered the first sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, January just seems so...
Well, it's artificial.
Sluggish.
It's artificial. Okay.
Yes. How is it artificial? You do just the talking now.
How is it artificial? Well, it was made that way way back in the early days. The Jewish calendar, of course,
uh-huh.
Began towards the Easter tide at some point. And time, of course, time has changed because the Earth has rotated and moved around. And so there is that change that comes about with the changes of the seasons. But it just slipped back. Okay, it just took a back seat. And the Romans had a great deal to say about it because they built it around their gods. I mean, you know, when new powers come in, it's the new kid on the block. He wants to sweep clean and make it. I mean, after all, Christ was born more towards March than he did in December. But because the winter solstice was such a powerful symbol for
mm-hmm.
people in the early ages, that's why his birthday was moved up to January to take over that pagan symbol and Christianize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I say it's artificial, yeah, it is. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
And how did you know I would know that?
Oh, Phyllis, we go way back.
Yes, we do.
In the Wayback Machine.
you didn't really answer my question. With this gentleman who's going to help me down south, is he going to be with me in the new... going around to other countries? Is he going to be part of this?
Part of it, Phyllis, he'll be the catalyst that begins it.
Okay.
And then what my vision here is that there's an older man that's going to step in
okay.
and take over. And they're actually showing the name Richard here,
huh.
which is interesting. I'm just going by what I'm being shown here.
Okay.
And... remind me to tell you something really funny, though, about John Edward before we...
I'd love to. Okay, I will. I will
crack you up. But anyway,
okay, go
I
ahead.
Guess... what am I... Oh, what am I trying to say? Oh, yes, let me go back in here. One of the things that I would tell you is that, or I think you probably know this, and I think you know this, but there seems to be... a need to prove himself. I must prove myself
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I didn't get to do. I have to prove myself. Had to prove myself all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to fight and scratch and claw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in some ways, actually, he's actually a son of a diplomat.
Well, they are, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I don't quite understand what I'm, oh my gosh, wow. Well, it's I'm looking at two cells here,
yes.
And how you would look at a cell, or an amoeba, I don't want to say amoeba, but a cell.
Right.
And then it splits into all these other different cells, and,
okay.
And more cells, and more cells, and so he's a, you know, he's the kind of person that's extremely prolific.
Yes.
And, next to him is a very pretty woman, I'm going to say this, looks like about 38 years old, 35, 30-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
I can see two boys off to the side here. So if he hasn't met his wife with had his two sons, he will.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not meant, this is not a person who's meant to be alone.
Right.
From what I can determine here, I'm going to close my eyes again. I feel, check something here. Phyllis, this person has access. I really can see this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has access to a lot of money.
Okay.
Someone, there's a access to like millions, looks like.
Okay.
Or, and from different sponsors or something.
Okay.
What I was trying to figure out is, I'm not trying to figure anything out, but I was trying to understand why Rhode Island would have anything to do with you and why it would come into play. And I couldn't, I don't know, unless, you know, a lot of times you're just picking up somebody that's listening from Rhode Island or something.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be surprising to me. But I can see that. Let me check something else here, too. I'm shaking hands with this person in spirit. He has a very strong handshake here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a likability. It seems like you would like him, you
mm-hmm.
know, immediately type thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, actually have. What in the heck is this? Okay. Hmm. You know, it's interesting. I can't remember what country that was. Evita Perón.
Mm-hmm.
What was she dictator of or whatever she was?
What
country was that? Brazil?
The woman...
you know Evita?
Evita?
Yeah.
Oh, she was from Argentina.
That's it. Okay. Well, maybe we'll just, you know... Going back into the history of South America.
Yeah, you certainly are.
Seeing all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel as if perhaps what's
yeah.
maybe being shown here is that you do have an effect on plants, of course. And I feel maybe spirit is actually showing the propagation of these programs and how they... eventually, through the learning,
okay,
will affect agriculture.
Okay, that works.
It's like I asked, you know, my husband Jack, I said, and I wasn't trying to ask a dumb question,
mm-hmm.
I asked him if he thought the ohm could affect the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why not? Because it's a cosmic force.
Absolutely.
And I guess I was going to, I'll share this with you.
Go ahead. Unless
it's getting stronger and stronger.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't know, I mean, it's getting really strong. It's getting like it's...
Right at this moment?
I don't even have it on right now, but it's like, it's on, I would say right now, I'd say anywhere from 60% of the day.
Okay.
Or starting to, you know, and that kind of thing.
Right.
So I get, and it's not a dumb question either. So you feel that this is not an imagination of being pulled off your feet?
No, it is not. Absolutely not. It's to me, it's very apparent, and I'm surprised you weren't doing that already. To be honest with you.
Well,
okay.
When it's being sent, I told Samantha today. I said, I feel like I'm being pushed backwards. Number one,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm floating, number two,
mm-hmm.
and moving along. You know, You know those yogis that flop around in the meditation, in the, the lotus thing, and then they fly?
Yeah, but that's... Okay, yes, I understand.
But not like that. I just mean like going at a pace where you're, you know, you're...
As you're actually moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that feeling too sometimes, actually, but I haven't, you know, the... nailed my shoes to the floor to keep me down. No, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I, you know, there is something that's coming in the energy of the world that is affecting very, very many people.
Saw Resurrection.
Pardon?
We just saw the movie Resurrection.
Oh, you did. I don't know what it's about.
Oh, Phyllis, you've got to see that.
Really?
Oh, for heaven. Okay.
Never heard of it even.
Okay, well, let me share it. Alan Burstyn?
Yes, okay.
Did you ever see The Exorcist?
No, I never saw that.
Okay, well, you know who Alan Burstyn is?
Yeah, I know
the
who
actress.
She is.
Okay, well, she was in Resurrection. And what it is a woman... Do you want me to tell you the plot?
Sure.
Okay, I'll just tell you the plot. It's a woman who is married and everything, and she gets in a terrible car accident. Her husband dies. She sees people from the other side and comes back with a powerful healing gift.
Good.
And and they end up testing her in this healing where she bends a laser beam.
Okay.
It's that strong. And, of course, the crowds gather and things go nutty, and then some guy tries to shoot her. And
That's very strange about the fear that people have.
I know.
Of that, and they don't stop to consider everything as of God, therefore it can't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Go ahead. So it sounds like a fascinating story.
Oh, you would love it.
Okay.
She and Ellen, anything with Ellen Burstyn, I mean, I totally forgot she was in The Exorcist, to be honest with you. Of course, that's not something I really want to remember anyway.
No, I don't do that either. It's I stay away from horror movies, and I don't know, I guess because it creates memories.
Did you notice, though, that Halloween was kind of light yesterday?
Light?
Yeah.
Yes.
I sat there and thought, you know what, this is Halloween and it's supposed to be feeling really creepy, but it doesn't. And, oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening and welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
My name is Elaine.
Yes, Elaine.
Yes, I have a question about my mother who had passed on. I'd like to know how she's doing on the other side and if she has any messages for me.
Didn't we talk to you before?
Yes, I'd like to know if she has any other
Well, Phyllis, do you want to take this one?
No, you can answer very quickly. I talked to her last week, honey. I helped her out last week.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her mother.
Her mother. No, I gave her information last week about her mom. And there's nothing new for me to tell her this week.
Okay. Elaine... I really feel as if you are blaming, let go of your blame. If you're blaming yourself for your mom's passing and feeling guilty, you really need to let go of that. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Please let go of that. That would be a message. Absolutely let go. Because if you don't let go, and it's like, you know, you take two steps forward and then one step back. Does that make sense, Phyllis?
Yes. Is there anything I could have done differently that would have kept her?
No. I believe you did everything you possibly could. No, because you know what? You have to look at it like it's someone's time. And if it's someone's time and they're meant to go, you know, and everything, I just want to say that I feel like your mom's... I know that I feel great peace here, and I know Phyllis does too.
Yes.
And if we can feel that peace, then I know your mom would want you to feel that peace and just let go and, you know, just be at peace about it and let go of it and quit. Don't beat yourself up. If you're grieving, you've got to recover from it. There's a book you can called the Grief Recovery Handbook. Which is by John Russell. It's an action book for moving beyond death, divorce, and other losses by John W. James and Russell Friedman. They have workshops across the United States. They've helped a lot of people recover from their grief. And it doesn't do any good. You're not... You know what, though? I want to pass this on, Elaine. You can pray for your mom and send prayers to her. and help her spiritual development on the other side. Do you understand that?
Yes,
you can do that. You can. You can do that. You can pray and send prayer, and they can hear you. They love you. And you can do that to help evolve, you know, help them in their spiritual development, because they continue to have spiritual development on the other side. But I know that your mom is in a great, wonderful place, and I know that she would want you to not blame yourself. And for, if you have to forgive yourself, and then just move on, okay?
Thank you, Elaine.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
God bless you.
Yeah, it's
because I knew she'd be calling for thing.
Yeah. And
but that's great, though, because you know what that ministers, you know.
Well, that's what we do here, don't we?
Yeah, and I don't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, my I don't know how you. I don't know if did you mention my credentials when you introduced?
I said you were metaphysical. Go ahead and mention your credentials. You got it, babe.
No, I mean with Veritas and the...
Yeah, oh, I did before, but go over it again.
Well,
please.
I'm an integrative research medium with the University of Arizona Veritas Research Program headed up by Dr. Gary Schwartz. I'm certified by them, and I'm a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. There, I said it. So,
and
they approved my new website. So,
yes, go give them the name of your new website. It's up on the on my show website.
It's www. Every time I say that, Phyllis, I feel like I'm talking about wrestling. Don't you? Don't you? Doesn't
now,
it sound like just all you have to do is say www?
And I got it right.
I think that is so funny. Okay. I want to bring up something else before I do that. Okay, it's www.ommaster.com, www.ommaster.com. And Cheryl Lane is the website. She's the web. What the heck is she? The webmaster. Cheryl does incredible work.
Oh, yeah.
Saying this on your show, absolutely incredible for the intuitive community. Phyllis, wait till you see what she does when she does this for you. It's just incredible.
Is she going to do it for me?
She will once we get you on to it. I will definitely, after the show, I will contact her and tell her to. And you know what? She may just not have had time.
I'm thinking that also. I felt, though, when the time is right, you know, you or someone else, it'll work. And it may be time just about now. That's what I'm feeling.
I think it is, and we're just coming out of that Mercury retrograde thing. So.
Yes. Why is it Mercury? And, you know, is there a time ever when it isn't in retrograde? Because
I don't know
when.
So it's three times a year. It's supposed to have been started in October the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, and then it goes till the 4th of November. That's what.
Okay.
From what I understand, so we're not very far, maybe even closer to the 2nd.
Okay.
What today is? No, tomorrow is the 2nd. So,
yes. Well, at some point in my life, it'll not be retrograde. That's all I can tell you.
I know. But, Phyllis, we try to avoid Mercury in retrograde.
Yes.
And you do know that it's an illusion, but it does. There is no doubt in our minds that it affects us.
Yes,
because
it does. Totally.
Computers go nutty. Communication
goes bonkers.
Goes nutty.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote into me, one of our friends, and she wrote, "Vote for Donald Duck. We can't understand him either."
This is might as well.
And I said, "Well, that's despicable." She's a funny person. That's
that's all right, honey. I'm up there with it because. Every time I turn around, somebody's in, you know, it's in retrograde, and I'm beginning to think, when is it not in retrograde? You know, I have no clue.
Well,
that's okay.
Just remember, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a heads up. Every time it's going to go retrograde, the next retrograde probably is not going to be, if I'm not mistaken, I bet you it's probably going to be in, December, January, February, March, probably, I bet you it's in February, but I know this much. That it's only three times a year, and it goes from, you know, a certain time of the month till like the other time when, as he puts it, this one man, the winged messenger, yes. begins to make his descent.
Okay.
And I will say this. I don't know if this is, but according to Dr. Louis Turai, we are going into a supernova
okay.
this month, which
okay.
will affect and cause all kinds of, so very much travel safely, because I respect him. He's a divine astrologer.
Okay.
Good heavens, and on every talk show you can think of. And
huh.
Go to, you ought to go check his website if you can ever get out of it.
Wait,
and like, it's like enter, and then and it's such a maze, it's like, how do I get out of here? But no, and thank you for putting the ohmmaster.com on your
oh.
on your site. That was wonderful to see. But there's more to tell you about you and
okay. As long as nobody else is calling in, y'all can just get bored as heck listening about me. Go ahead.
Oh, fellas, you are not boring at all. Are you kidding? I was thinking about just I can get this tremendous resistance, of course, from your daughter in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that comes up here is that it seems as if, you know, I don't know if she said anything or,
mm-hmm.
but I get this, I want to exit stage left thing. I want to leave here. I want to move.
She wants to move?
From where she is. There's just this very strong, could just be today, but it's a very strong restlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel from what Spirit is showing here, that it's showing a rest, like it's coming from another influence, male.
Yeah, she's with a significant other.
Boyfriend.
Yes.
And, you know, just I'm getting ready to move out of here.
Oh, really?
Well, it's in the offing. It looks like it's something that's being thought about. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I can't believe she would call you the name I just said she would call you, but... I have to be careful what I say here because I'm on, you know.
That's all right.
Radio and.
She's angry with me, is what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because she doesn't understand you.
I see.
You know. I just saw this, and it's interesting when you said she's angry with you. I saw the spiritual eye. And,
a what?
I saw the
spiritual eye.
Mm-hmm. Which means that it's reflecting back that that's truth, you know.
Okay.
But I feel like, what's the word I'm looking for here? You need to know, from what I'm thinking here, is that if they cannot put this amount into the bank from that country, they will do it in increments. In other words, this day we put this much. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And this day we put this much.
Okay.
And then they're bringing up taxes. So I don't know if the country taxes these things or tax relief or...
The country now is in great turmoil.
I know.
If the president is trying to turn it into a communist country.
Oh, dear.
He is interfering with the banks. He just promulgated new regulations
mm-hmm.
that the people wouldn't send any money overseas because
okay.
they were afraid of being put in jail.
Yeah, so that's that big imposing thing. That's what that is.
But my feeling is that he will get the cash to me this coming week.
When I saw, I've never seen... a person more adamant
uh-huh.
to say, look, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I say what I mean. I mean what I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone to try and take advantage.
Right.
I don't want to have too much at stake.
Right. Yeah.
Too much at stake, so.
So before you said you think the money would come, now you're saying you don't think it will.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh dear, you're sleepy.
No. Well, we didn't get that much sleep last night. No, what I'm saying is that he he is sincere in all his efforts.
Okay.
And what he's saying, or what Spirit is saying, is yes, that the money intention is to put the money in there.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be exactly the amount, but
okay.
it would be coming in increments.
Okay.
It would come in increments.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Cause me a hardship.
Pardon me?
As long as it doesn't cause me a hardship.
Well, I was, you know, thinking about you, and I saw him just as clearly as I saw Penny.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is his higher self. This is his spirit talking.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I could not believe him.
Okay.
I felt like he was telling the truth.
Yep. That's true.
It's just that, you know, what he has to deal with to do that, I believe.
Yes, that's the issue. A lot of things are pretty rough. But, as I said, I'm supposed to go down to Venezuela in December. He's paid my way there.
Holy.
To do these things.
Good grief. Where did the time go? Look at the time.
Yes. We're almost near the end. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know why. We have no more people calling in.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something interesting.
What?
I did not. I was supposed to do a reading this morning, and it did not happen, but it's okay because it was almost like, it, you know, it was just arranged. And I think it was because of being on here.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I do. Because, well, we had Elaine call.
Yes.
God bless her.
Yes.
And you needed to hear what was, you know, being
mm-hmm.
said, and I needed to hear from you, because when your, you know, feet are being pulled off the ground, it's you kind of wonder, well, you know. And I told Samantha, I go, do you think I should do that at a seminar in front of a bunch of people and demonstrate?
Yes, if it comes, allow it to be. Please do not try to control it. That is my gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Allow it to be, because that is when it's supposed to happen. It will happen. Not prearranged. Not this, that, or the other thing. Please allow it. Just to be, if that makes sense to you.
You mean if it comes to demonstrate feet
yes.
coming off the ground?
Yes.
Even
yes.
if they don't go completely off the
yes,
ground?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, I mean, you know, if you're going to, you know, birds don't leap out of the nest on the first try, babes.
No.
I mean, flap your wings just a wee bit before you try and take off, you know, and circle the airport.
You mean... Okay.
And don't forget to file a flight plan.
I know. But you mean really... Phyllis, I know I'm probably asking you something
no,
that
no,
I
go
don't
ahead.
Know, but you really truly believe...
Yes.
...they're actually going to leave the ground.
Yes.
I'm probably asking something I already...
You already know, but yes, you're asking for confirmation, which is what we all do, out of respect for each other. And yes, my dear heart, that is absolutely true.
Do you believe...
Yes.
...that this is probably going to... It happened at a seminar.
Yes, it will be public. Yes, dear heart.
My goodness.
Yeah, I know. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just enjoy it. Do what I do. Pretend it's just the most normal thing in the world.
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I think about materialization, too, and I think, oh, that's really cool.
You know what? I disappeared one time.
I know. You told me.
And it was the most bizarre thing, and I had so much fun with it. I'm wondering if I haven't done that again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and I also have absolutely no fear because I have a thing that... I just know that I can walk into a hail of bullets, and I know it's not going to hurt me.
Oh,
it's
totally.
Just like I know.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's just, I've had people tossing broken beer bottles at me and everything else, and I just, you know, just moved right in without turning a hair. Of course, it may have been I was too nearsighted to see at the time, but, you know, I'm not willing to give myself all the credit, but...
No, I definitely protection of the angels for sure.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You should go on Phenomenon.
No, thanks. I have better things to do with my time.
No, I'm just, you know.
Teasing you. I was going to tell you, this gentleman, I did not get to tell you.
Uh-huh.
When I first met him, he said he recognized me.
Is he like 46 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was like, when we first met, it's like we just spent the first couple of days transferring information back and forth. I have never in my life had such an intense conversation that went way beyond words, and anybody that got near us got swept into it. It was phenomenal.
Oh, fellas.
And it was like he's the other half of my soul. That's why I asked if there would be anything else between us other than just business.
Uh-huh.
Simply because of that. And the fact is that I think like he does.
Yes.
We think alike.
Yes.
And that is so unique.
You know what? I can see Albert Einstein in front of me just now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Einsteinian.
Pardon?
Einsteinian.
Really?
Yes. Albert Einstein.
I know who the man was. I admired him greatly, yes.
That, see, because if you're like-mindedness, then the Einsteinian thought is there. And, it's possible that I think that great minds sometimes definitely do come and help people.
Yes.
And why not Albert Einstein?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Because what we're trying to do between us is to help change the world.
Yes.
That's what I was wondering, if there was a closer association to come, because my gut feeling is that what's coming is going to need a very close association of two people becoming one with the power to help move ahead. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. But, remember we were talking about you being in a relationship?
Yeah.
I
didn't know if this was it or not. I kind of do and don't. It's just like I'm waiting to see. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I think this is very, very, incredibly exciting. Obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that you've met the guy before.
Well, what was so cute is when I first met him, I was saying, I know who he is, and it suddenly dawned on me that we were Roman soldiers together.
Oh, Phyllis.
And we shared I hope I can say
Oh, wait a minute. That might be why I saw that Greek coin in front of me just a minute ago.
Okay.
Okay.
We shared a cloak. We shared the same palette. We fought back to back. We fought side by side. We covered each other. We drank. We ate. We belched. We farted.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh.
We did everything together. So at any rate, I heard a beep. Is that somebody coming on, or is that a goodbye beep?
Yes, it is.
It's a goodbye beep. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Oh, fellas, thank you.
I hope in the new year you will come on again. You are always a joy. I would love to keep our contact going because I think there's a lot we can share and help each other with.
I agree.
My feeling is we are going to be working with each other. I'm Phyllis Pricer. Next week we have Carol May. We are going to have you on again in the new year, God willing, the creek don't rise. Thank you so much, and God bless you, all of you.
God bless you.
Take care, my dear heart.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.